Our Jackson Heights locker room chat continues here tonight, KNZA 103.9. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warrum, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. We're joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner. Coach, your team taking part in the 2023 Thunder Classic, and it got going on Tuesday night for you guys. Your first pool play game against a very, very good team in Atchison, who's top five in Class 4A. Phoenix won it 74-21, and you know, just a very athletic and fast team, and just kind of a tough one for you on Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure. And as you mentioned, I mean, they're ranked number five in 4A for a reason. They're a very good basketball team. They have a lot of good size and across the board, and that's something that we necessarily don't have on our team. So we knew going in it'd be a tough game. We knew the Thunder Classic, since the 3 years I've taken over, is always tough games for us. But that's why we go there, is we want to see the increased competition. We want our boys to start playing at a faster, higher level. So when we come back in the league, we can take that faster, higher pace and implement that into some of the teams that we play against from there. So that's ultimately the message that I sent to the boys before the game and after the game, is, you know, take the weaknesses that were exposed, whether that be as a team or individually, learn from those mistakes, grow from those mistakes, and moving forward, we're going to put our best foot forward.
And now you get an opportunity today to continue the Thunder Classic. You get an Nemaha Central team that's, you know, been a little bit up and down this year. They lost a lot from a team that won 18 games a year ago, but still got some good size. They're athletic, particularly at the guard position. They lost their first pool play game to a really good St. Mary's Academy team on Tuesday night. But talk to us a little bit about Nemaha and what kind of game do you expect here today?
Yeah, as always, Nemaha is going to be very well coached. John's done a great job with them for the past several years, and he continues to do a good job with that program up there. So we know they're going to be well coached. We know they're going to be well prepared going into the game. And as you mentioned, very, very good size, very physical. So it's going to be a challenge for our guys because, as I mentioned to start the show, we don't have the most size in the world. And so we're going to have to be really good in our box outs. We're going to have to not allow second shot opportunities and ultimately make them earn it on defense and on offense, hopefully execute and limit turnovers a little bit better than we did previously versus Atchison.
Yeah, and how challenging is that going from a team as good as Atchison to another very good team in Nemaha? You don't have really much time to prepare. I guess you have Wednesday a little bit to kind of make that transition, but just how challenging is it just trying to navigate through a midseason tournament?
Certainly challenging, but as I tried to convey in the first response, we definitely embrace that challenge. We're not necessarily going here looking at the win or loss column. We just want to make sure that we're coming out and improving from this particular midseason tournament, whether that be we play a little more physical down low, learn how to box out a little bit better, whether that's we make our passes a little bit quicker, move through the motions of the offense a little bit quicker, or just get more aggressive in attacking the hoop and learn to play with a different physicality moving towards the rim. But ultimately, like I said, we want to improve coming out of this tournament, so we're excited for the challenge on Thursday, tonight, and we're excited how we can move forward as a team headed into the rest of the season.
Jackson Heights boys basketball coach Brett Plattner joining us, continuing the Thunder Classic here today with a game against Nemaha Central. A victory would get them another game on Saturday to close out that field, and then back to it next week in EKL play against Jefferson County North. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thanks again, Brandon.